Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches or student athletes here this afternoon. We're now happy to be joined on the call by the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker, and his senior guard, Troy Harper. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Afternoon.
I'm well, Zach. I'll start with you. Kind of like Martin's group, you have an interesting mix of some veteran guys and then also a pretty good number of new guys. How has your team come together through the early part of practice, and what do you like about the group?
Well, I think we're doing just that. I think we're coming together. We're working together. We've got the right attitude and approach on a daily basis to continue to want to learn and grow. When we make mistakes, they're mistakes of aggression, being aggressive and doing things. But we're very, very excited to get this season started for a number of reasons, and we're ready to go.
We've got a media question in queue. If you'll get that for us, Melissa.
And this from the line of Mark Narducci, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I wanted to ask you, Kirk Lee, I don't know if you say take a step back, but he probably had a better year as a freshman. What do you see for him to take that next level coming up this year?
Well, I think we see the same thing for a lot of our players now that they've been around our program for a number of years, and Kirk's been here same number of years I've been here. And Troy Harper, who's on the phone with us today as well, on the call. We want to see everybody take a step forward, not only as basketball players, but as young men and leaders. And I think the more trust we build up and understand that we don't do anything, the only thing we focus on is what's best for the program. And that can come in so many different shapes and ways, and guys understand that. So we're excited for Kirk and his growth and all of our players.
Could I ask Troy a question? Troy, you seem to get more comfortable as the year went on, after transferring, after being there. How much will that help, and kind of what's your mindset going into this year compared to last year when you're much more familiar with things now?
Just stepping up, being a senior, just trying to help lead the young guys and just win games. Just bring what seniors you got to bring to the table and just be a leader.
Do you actually look to maybe score more, to do a little bit more, because you certainly have the ability to do that, and you've been in the system now for a year, and obviously the year you didn't play as well?
No, just make the right play. If it's attacking, getting layups, then you just get layups, or just find the other. Just making the right play and just making sure to make the play to win the game.
Could I just ask Coach one more question? Coach, maybe a player or two who you've seen really, really show some improvement since the end of last season to what you see now?
Well, I think we've got a number of guys. I don't know if you've studied our roster yet or not, but we have 7 new players that are eligible to play. 2 of them sat out as transfers last year. We've got a fifth-year guy that's in this year as well as a junior college player. And three new freshmen. So there's a lot of new faces around. Fortunately, we had the summer, and then we also had our trip to Australia as a team. So we do feel like we have a decent understanding of what guys can do. One guy that we felt that was surprising was our transfer, James Butler, who wasn't able to play last year as a transfer from Navy. I think he'll be, as we watch film and do things, Troy and I were just watching tape and talking about all the things he's doing well. He's been a very solid, very stable contributor at our low post positions. Another guy that I think got off on a tough start due to NCAA rules and whatever that may have been last year. But Alihan Demir got a late start and then also got going, and then his first year, I thought conditioning and physical conditioning wore down a little bit, but he's come back with a good focus, and I think we'll expect some big things out of him this year. He's a different kind of player than he was last year.
It's probably too early to ask the starting lineup, right? Do you have a rotation in mind yet, or is that still all sorting out?
Oh, that changes every day as I watch film and practice, right? But certainly I think we've got a number of guys that have been consistent to getting stops, and the guys that are consistent to defending will put themselves in the position in the conversation to play the most. And, you know, we want to have a standard that we want to hold to. We all know that we need to be better on both sides of the basketball, but our focus has been being a better defensive team early on this year, and we're really focusing on that throughout practice. So we don't have a starting five that we would throw out there, but we have a group of guys that has proven to be the most consistent defenders, and they most likely will see bulk of the minutes. However, winning is disproportionate, and if we need to go with guys that are helping us win, as you know, health plays into different things. We want to make those decisions on a need-by-need basis, a game-by-game basis.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of John Titel, HoopsHD.com.
I'll see if I have any questions left after that five-parter. Basically, just want to take you back to the NCAA record 34-point comeback to beat Delaware last February. For either of you, two-part question. Number one, was there one specific moment that stands out for the game where you looked around and you're like, oh, my God, we're going to pull off this comeback? And number two, is it something that you keep in the back of your mind this year, like even if we're down by a gazillion, we've proven that we can come back? Or do you kind of have a philosophy like this is a whole new season and half of that roster is gone, so we don't worry about that game anymore?
Just a two-parter for you, right, John? But I would say that, you know, that play and that game needs to be a foundation for the success of our program moving forward. It needs to be something that our guys draw back on in life. When they're dealing with stuff that's not going their way, you don't just quit and give up. We'll never forget that game. And there were some iconic moments, some iconic plays, some iconic facial expressions. I'm thinking of Troy Harper right here, and you can see any picture of him during that play. He got into a mode that we got to get him to on a daily basis in practice and games, because that he was at his best as a defender and a playmaker. So I don't ever want our guys to forget that game and that moment and those plays, because it hopefully is a cornerstone for a very solid foundation for the future of our program. I'll let Troy tell what he thinks about that game.
I think that game was definitely a stepping stone, and I think the play I remember most is definitely the save to the three at the top of the key that really changed the momentum of the game.
Zach, you already touched on James Butler as one of the newcomers that has impressed you early in practice. Who are some of the other guys that you see being contributors right away for your team?
Well, I think Tim Perry's coming off a redshirt year, so academically he's, you know, as a sophomore, but he's also, you know, still a freshman eligibility-wise. I think that year benefited him. He has a better understanding of what's going to be expected from him, and he's done a good job this year. Cam Winter has done a good job pushing our guards, and certainly we've got a group of guys that I think our practices are more competitive on a consistent basis. You know, we have competitive practices at times, but I think each drill, there's a focus on what we're trying to get done, and the guys are competing the right way. So I don't know if I can have one guy that sticks out, but I certainly think Cam Winter's done a good job. Jarvis Doles has performed well in practice early on in the year. And the guy that's here on the phone, he may have had as good a preseason so far as anybody in our program in terms of understanding what we need him to do to be successful. And Troy has been great with that. And we're excited to coach guys when they understand and they I don't want to say the light clicks on, because it's not like the light was off, but when they see it and we're sharing and breathing the same air on what it takes to be good, man, that's a really good quality of life.
Zach, before I let you go, you've touched on defense being one of the big keys, but just give me a few keys to your team having a successful year this season. What would you like to see out of your group?
Well, you said it, and I certainly reinforce it. We've got to be a statistically much better team defensively and force teams into taking tougher shots and having some more resistance. You know, can't let teams take 10 threes in the first half and expect to win, which we had that happen a couple times. Offensively, it's going to be shot selection and taking care of the basketball. And we're preaching things much earlier in the season than we have in the past, which I think will lead us hopefully having more success.
All right, Zach and Troy, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Good luck through the rest of practice and as your season gets underway, and look forward to seeing you play this winter.
All right, thanks, Rob. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you. All right.